Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? We've been talking about God's purpose now. We've looked at our purpose and how our purpose is summed up in Him, in His purpose, and that we are, spiritually speaking, have already accomplished our purpose just as He has already accomplished His purpose, spiritually speaking, in the spirit realm. Our challenge is working it out here in the supernatural realm and in the earthly natural realm. So we have been looking at how we can cooperate with God to accomplish His purpose now. And that's for you right now. It's not about fulfilling a call or going into ministry or accomplishing something. It's not about a purpose. We are not purpose-driven people. The world is purpose-driven. We are purpose-given. We have been given purpose, meaning, because we've been made a new creation, new creature in Christ, something that did not exist before. And with that, all needs have already been met. Your purpose has already been fulfilled. So now we work, we are motivated to act and do and be because our purpose has been fulfilled, not in order to fulfill our purpose. We are not striving. Our goal is not to fulfill a call or a ministry or reach our destiny or go higher. We now, moment by moment, day by day, respond to God's activity within us because we have already achieved our call. You've fulfilled your calling. You've already achieved your destiny. You're now living out of that destiny. Your calling has already been satisfied. You are now acting out of that calling. So there's nothing in the future. There's nothing in the past. There's only now. And you're learning to conquer that as well, because we are not time-related anymore. Our body is, but our soul and our spirit, your spirit has already conquered time. It's our soul that struggles with the whole concept of someday I'll be able to spend enough time with God where I'll really be able to get a handle on what I'm supposed to be doing. That's your enemies robbing you of the present time. So we've been talking about God's purpose, that when we approach each day, that we have already fulfilled any requirements or future events have already been accomplished in our lives, in our spirit. What God is, we find He's doing in us, through us, and for us, is arranging every circumstance in our lives to discover who we are. He puts the challenges in our lives so that we can discover how his kingdom works. You're in the kingdom. You are a son of God, ruling and reigning in that kingdom. But the only way to rule and reign is to learn how to rule and reign. So every day is exciting and encouragement, because we can depend on God to have been the one to have arranged every circumstance. The whole concept of good and evil is much more about our comfort and our own beliefs here on this earth. God was very clear that he created everything, including good and evil. He uses his right hand and his left hand, the bitter and the sweet in our lives, to accomplish his goals. And those goals vary depending on the age, the eon we're living in. Now, right now, our purpose, our goal, is to learn to walk in dependence as the spirit beings we already are now. Whatever comes next, we can't predict, at least I can't predict, what challenge he will have for us. But we can prepare. We use these terms now that, you know, fulfilling our purpose. What gives this life meaning? Well, what gives this life meaning is not going to be the same as what gives the next life meaning. The next age, whether it's here on this earth or, you know, whatever comes next, which we know much less about it than we think we do. It used to be, for instance, it used to be before the resurrection, meaning came about by fulfilling God's laws, doing everything that was required so that we would be blessed and in good standing with God. But the very day of his resurrection, as soon as he rose from the dead, those sacrifices, the law, fulfilling the law, was no longer acceptable to God. So an individual's purpose changed. Their purpose was no longer going to satisfy them. It became that the only way God, that a person would be satisfied, would be to know him personally through Christ. And that was not available until the resurrection. So for you and I, we don't know what tomorrow God has up his sleeve. But we can prepare. We can be ready. We can be looking at what will it take? Am I doing everything I can now to be ready, to be prepared? And only God can tell us. Only God can say, this is, you're doing everything I'm asking. But he is so patient and kind with us that he does whatever's necessary. He knows exactly what you need on a day-to-day basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. And he arranges every circumstance in your life to fulfill your needs in the natural and the supernatural. He's not stingy. He's not trying to manipulate you. You've already agreed in your spirit to everything that's going on in your life right now. Hopefully that gives us a different perspective. But also we look at that whatever comes next from our perspective of time, we can be ready. And there are certain things that God wants us to learn while we're here on this earth. And the more we focus on that and allow him to be the determiner of where, of what's important, what we put our energy into, where our focus is, we can have a greater confidence and enjoy our time here and have a greater confidence of our hearing Him, of us knowing Him, and again, of being ready for what He has next. I kind of look at it as each thing He has any of us go through, each time frame, or whether it's eon or whether there's time related at all. There's a certain amount of stuff we need to know, we need to learn, like going through grade school, then going first grade, second grade, third grade. If you don't learn how to add in one grade, when you get to algebra, you're going to have a real hard time. So we don't know when algebra is going to be required, but we do know that what is available to us right now is a lot more than we're experiencing. Or we wouldn't have that thirst for Him. We wouldn't have a thirst for the supernatural. We wouldn't have a thirst for more. If you're satisfied and content, odds are you're not listening to this program. If you have any desire to know God more than you do right now, in whatever way, shape, or form, that's a promise from God that He has more for you. And He fulfills His promises. He wants to give you more. And that's more in whatever area, whether it's experiencing a personal healing or learning to heal. If that's a desire, that's from Him. Now, you may have motives attached to that. God will deal with that. Trust Him. But if there's something that is part of your new nature, your new character, or even something that's within you that cries out for more, take it to Him. God, is this from You? Is this something You want me to have? And then pursue it. If He wants you to have it, there's a reason. And the more we take Him seriously now, the less we'll have to rush to get things taken care of, and less enjoyment we'll have. I love the story of Mary and Martha. Now, there are two sisters living in a house, and they knew Jesus was going to come and visit them. They had invited Him, and Jesus was going to come and have dinner with them. Now, at the time, during the day, He was out speaking in public. Now, and Martha wanted to go hear Him speak. Mary and Martha, this was not the first time they'd had people over. Each one had their own chores. But Martha wanted to be with Jesus in public. Mary wanted to be able to be with Him in private when He came over. So she got her chores done while He was out in public, so that when He came over, she could devote all her attention to being with Him. That's what we've come away with that from, is the reason God wants us to get our lives in order, make sure that what we're putting our time, effort, and energy into is really important. Because the more time we have under our control, the more will be available to Him. When we've made decisions and commitments with our time, we are basically saying that God we're blocking off that time from God. And time, deciding where we spend our time, is one of our big areas where we try to maintain control in our lives. And that's also one of the reasons church is so big, is people think they're Christians because they go to church. And I don't know about you, but I don't know. You know, there's been so many times I've been in a church and there'll be an altar call of some way, shape, or form, and we'll get into that now. And someone who's been going to that church for 20 years finally comes to the Lord. But he was going because this made him, he could check this off his list. He had given God time, and he didn't know why, or maybe he did, but this was satisfying that requirement in his life of being a Christian as you went to church. God wants relationship with us, and one of the big areas is time. So, again, he entices us. He draws us. He gives us a taste of himself and then draws back so we will pursue him. So whatever area he's expressing, he's stirring up your thirst or hunger, pursue it. That's your project now, not your purpose. You've already fulfilled that. You're working out your purpose now. Remember that what he has arranged for you is not to show where you failed or where you need to try harder. It's to encourage you to continue depending on him. He's proving himself faithful. Our confidence does not come from what we believe. What we read, what we've been told or taught, our emotions, our own actions, what we have under our control. Our confidence comes from experiencing that God does what he says. When we give him the opportunity to speak to us, he speaks to us. He's a perfectly capable God. He's alive and well, and he's perfectly capable of speaking for himself. He does it quite well. So we need to learn to be persistent. We join in God's purposes by sticking it out with him, whatever it is. All throughout your life, for all of us, we all have opportunities to settle for less. Because good and better are always the greatest enemy of best. When we've received a little healing, or even a lot of healing, we often stop and enjoy it a little too long. Especially when, as we seek more healing, we recall sometimes unpleasant things that happened as part of the wounding process. Sometimes it gets harder the deeper he digs. So we'd rather not go for his best and go for the complete healing. But don't settle for less. Or we compare what God is doing in our lives with what he's doing in other people's lives. The more healing you receive, the less you will be like those who haven't been healed. You're not going to fit in as well. You may have to change your crowd. You may need to find other people to hang around with. But that change is hard. So there may be a temptation to settle for the healing and freedom you've already received in order to fit in. In other words, God may have healed you to a certain extent where you can now function, where before, in a particular situation, in your marriage or job, or just life in general, where you go, okay, that's good enough. because I can muddle through, I can make through. But you are an overcomer. God doesn't want you to settle for that. You're not a muddler. You're an overcomer. Now, and settling for anything less than that in your soul is going to keep that stress between your spirit and your soul. You're fighting against yourself. So let's not settle for anything less than everything God has for us here, now. Now, so again, change is hard. We don't like to make decisions about who we're going to be friends with, what we're going to do with our lives, what's important to us, work. We would like to be able to just float along and not have to deal with our flesh and let life happen to us. And for many, that's what Christianity is, you know, God bails us out when we get into trouble. But other than that, he's not much. You know, it's all on us learning how to pray right and get him to do what we want him to do. But that's not for you and me. God's not going to let us settle for what others settle for. So there will be a temptation to settle for the healing and freedom we've already received in order to fit in with what was acceptable for yesterday, with the people and the situation we're in. But at some point, we'll have to make a decision. It is for freedom that we've been set free. Once you've tasted freedom and have been changed by freedom, to turn your back on freedom means more to God and to your true spiritual nature than if you had never experienced freedom in the first place. He will not let you go further. He will not let you experience that peace when you've rejected your freedom. This is a big struggle going on in the world today. The whole concept of freedom and the responsibility and the maturity that is required of those with freedom. We just figure freedom means we can do what we want. Hardly. Freedom is greatly tied up with acting responsibly. Responsibility and authority always go hand in hand. And when you are free, it's not freedom from, it's freedom for. Freedom for yourself, freedom for others, free to act responsibly. Now, when we give up that freedom, we are giving that authority and decision-making and responsibility to someone else, whether it's a person or a thing, whether it's your spouse, your pastor, or your government. Let's be real clear. That's not your freedom to give. You will not find satisfaction in allowing others to exercise responsibility and authority in your name, because you've abdicated your God-given identity to someone else. Basically, you've rejected God in favor of something that you choose. God's not going to let you live like that. He's not like you're going to be satisfied. It may feel good for a while, but it will not satisfy. That's one of those attributes that God placed in every single human being. The desire to be free. To think and feel and move and act and create and desire without external restrictions. Now we restrict ourselves. Often varying according to any particular culture. We restrict ourselves according to law and society. But that's different than it being imposed. We rebel against the law by our very new nature. When your spirit was revitalized, you became above the law in your spirit to accept its submission, to think that God's going to accept it or your spirit is going to accept being submitted to such an inferior concept as law or government or someone else in authority in your life is to have a misconception of who God is. He will not let you be satisfied. Saying enough to the Lord that you've had enough. I've got enough of you, God. Okay, I'm satisfied with knowing you as much as I know, doing as much as I've done. I'm good. Like, we can stop here. You're rejecting his plan for you. He deals quite precisely with us in these situations. And it's often by giving us what we say we want. He leaves us alone. And there are cases where people have, because of they were, what do we say, on fire for God, they were rejected and hurt. And God let them be rejected and hurt. But instead of turning to him for comfort and encouragement, to learn persistence and endurance, they said, enough, God. I can't handle this anymore. Leave me alone. And he did. And they regret even thinking that that was the choice that they should make, that peace with their friends would be worth the absence of the presence of God, of the known presence of God. They had experienced and tasted what he was really like, the satisfaction, the joy, the comfort, the confidence, the settledness, the homeness. And they had sacrificed that so they wouldn't be criticized. And God said, okay. Fortunately, in these cases, it's never permanent, but sometimes he gives us very harsh lessons. Don't reject him. Don't say, okay, you've gotten me through this hard time. Now I'm going to take it to here, from here. Commit yourselves to enduring to the end. And don't settle for less than the absolute freedom and wholeness God intends for you. Lord, don't let me settle for anything less than everything you have for me. Thanks for tuning in. We'll pick it up here next Monday. Our next program will be tomorrow at 7:30. Until then, have a great day.